Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, bringing you the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of cool things available today and into tomorrow. And of course, you know by now, I'm sure, that we're in the midst of our cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway, and we want you to participate because that's how you win. It's that easy. No goofy phrase that pays or be the 100th caller or some nonsense. Just join us on the program anytime during the summer and mention when you call in two or three or maybe four of the items that you hear us talk about, or they're all listed, by the way, at intotomorrow.com. Just check the summer giveaway post. And no promises, no guarantees, but list a couple of the items that you'd like to have. And if they're still available, it could happen. And all we ask is that you participate. The best way, of course, is the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, or the old-fashioned way still works. Toll-free from anywhere in North America, anytime at your convenience, 24-7, 800-899-INTO. Into 800-899-4686. Again, anytime. Just let us hear you. And don't wait till the end of the summer. You want to call in now. A longtime musical instrument manufacturer, our next guest is representing popular worldwide. I mean, you certainly have heard of Yamaha. Marketing consultant is Craig Knutson. Craig, welcome back Into Tomorrow. It's been a while. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Dave. I think you said 25 years. I think I was there on the first year you were there when we were live in a theater with all those products. Wish I could see you live, but
yes.
I guess this is the next best.
Yeah, exactly. We're virtually live together, and that counts. So popular social distancing, I guess.
Absolutely.
But man, you guys always at Yamaha are coming out with cool stuff. First, at the outset, I want to thank Yamaha for providing, as always, some great stuff for the summer giveaway, and we'll get into that. But tell me, first of all, how Yamaha even got its start. When did attention shift to technology-based products? So we've got a world-renowned company that's been doing awesome musically for many, many, many years, and then has really gotten a whole lot more tech-based.
Well, 1887 was their very first product. It was a reed pipe organ that was created by the Torakusu Yamaha, and you know, you could argue that that is a form of technology. You know, a reed pipe organ was probably pretty simple in its nature, but if you consider something like a piano, they started making pianos in 1900, the grand piano in 1902. Back then, a piano was pretty technical, you know, over 10,000 parts and thousands of patents and the like, but I get what you're saying. They sort of went from acoustic instruments. In 1959, they made an electronic organ called the Electone, and right around 1980s, they started combining electronics or technology with acoustic pianos, and I like to think of them as technology-enhanced acoustic instruments, you know, like hybrid pianos and the like. So it's It's really been sort of gradual, but boy, we're seeing a lot of technology-enhanced products today.
Oh, for sure. And anything that I guess helps musicians perform better, do their job better, create more, I mean, any number of positive things is certainly good for them, but more importantly, in the long run, it's good for us as their audience.
Well, you know, and that's really sort of the point. The technology can't interfere with the playability of the instrument. We want it to enhance it. And Yamaha's goal is by adding a little bit of technology to an acoustic instrument, we want it to make it so that the musician wants to play longer, has more fun. I mean, I don't know. Do you play a musical instrument, Dave?
I do not, and I've always been ashamed of the fact that I never took music in any school situation, that I never learned. I mean, I would kill to be able to, like, play a keyboard or something. You know, I envy those who are musically inclined.
Radio.
But again, I certainly wish I could any instrument, but I just haven't. Instead, I figure I'm one of those that just enjoys others using instruments. But what about you? What do you do, or do you play?
Well, yes, I've played since I was a kid, but as I was learning, and anyone who plays a musical instrument, I think they will say at one point that they get lost in time with an instrument. Like, you think you've been sitting down for 10 minutes, and it turns out being 40 minutes.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And very common in art forms, and that's what Yamaha's trying to do with the technology. As an example, we'll talk about a guitar that we're giving away on your show. It's called a transacoustic guitar. It's an acoustic guitar you can play in your backyard, and yet it's got some technology in it that gives it reverb and chorus electronically while you're playing this in the backyard without hooking it up to an amplifier. It sounds crazy, but I've always wanted to play the guitar myself. Based upon this, I can't wait to get a transacoustic guitar because I want to play in my backyard on an acoustic guitar with reverb and chorus like I'm on a stage.
And first of all, the name transacoustic guitar, I mean, that got my attention to begin with, because what on earth does transacoustic mean?
Well, here's where Yamaha first came up with it, on the piano. There's a little transducer, that's where the name comes from, that is mounted right against the soundboard of the piano. And it uses the soundboard of the piano as the speaker. So think about it. You've got an acoustic piano, and let's say you want to play with music in your phone, like just a song you want to play along with in audio. You hook this to the aux in of the transacoustic, and that transducer, which normally would go to a speaker, you know, to make sounds, wave sounds, it goes into the soundboard, and the soundboard acts as the speaker. You should see the look on people's eyes when I'm playing along, and all of a sudden you hear Paul McCartney singing through the soundboard of the piano. And then I turn to them and say, there's no speakers in this piano. They say, well, what do you mean there's no speakers in the piano? We're using the soundboard of the piano. So to answer your question then, for the guitar, they got the transducer smaller and smaller and smaller. It's now mounted on the back of the guitar, which normally doesn't participate in the sound. The back of a guitar just sort of hoards up the sides of the, the guitar. And it uses the back of the guitar to do exactly what it does on the piano. It puts the body of the guitar into motion. You can add reverb. You can add chorus. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen. It's run with two AA batteries.
That's amazing.
Right.
And again, there's where Yamaha bringing tech into tomorrow and doing some really cool stuff. And that explains why the Yamaha guitar is one of the single most requested items in our summer giveaway, no doubt. I've just figured, man, a lot of musicians want a guitar, but this is a $1,200 guitar that, as you just explained it, does some very cool stuff.
Yes, and here's a stat that I learned just the other day. 1/4 of all guitars made in this world are made by Yamaha. So
wow.
They do the whole breadth. Do entry level, and then they do things like this with technology. And like I said, I've always wanted to learn guitar like you, but this is the one that I want to play in my backyard with reverb and chorus on an acoustic guitar.
And imagine not only impressing yourself, but impressing anyone listening. They're going to say, how are you doing that? And you say, Yamaha. Period.
There you go.
I love it. Now, and what I'm looking here at the guitar on the site, scalloped bracing. What is that?
scallop bracing is just the way in which the guitar is actually built. And again, I told you, I don't play guitar, you know, but it helps develop that body resonance. You know, the guitar itself resonates, and so the construction of the guitar makes a big difference, just like an acoustic piano. An acoustic piano is a mechanical amplifier, just as a guitar is normally. Everything that's in that instrument is designed to amplify sound acoustically. Mm-hmm. But now we're sort of putting the idea on its head. We're adding some electronics to help amplify and do some things non-acoustically.
And this whole trans-acoustic idea that not only you're incorporating in the guitar and the piano, is this being utilized in other instruments as well?
Primarily the piano, and then the guitar. I believe those are the only two so far, but boy, I have a feeling once Yamaha comes up with an idea like that, who knows where it's going to show up on other acoustic instruments.
Yeah, good point, because that's the key. And when people say this is making my musical experience so much more enhanced, then they're going to be asking for it on other devices. And since Yamaha does so many other kinds of things, I think that that's truly amazing. I mean, when you stop to think about it, and I'm looking at, of course, usa.yamaha.com, pianos, keyboard instruments, guitars, basses, amps, drums, brass and woodwinds, strings, oh my gosh, you can do so many cool things. Percussion, obviously, marching instruments. I mean, you see marching bands, well, not lately, but all the time over the years that are always using Yamaha stuff. And of course, synthesizers, they were a leader in music production tools. You know, I did used to own recording studios as well for music. And I think we had more Yamaha stuff than anything else because that's what people wanted. I mean, it just goes on and on. And of course, professional audio, you know, one expects that anyway. It's just right. Really kind of give you the warm fuzzies, I'm sure, that Yamaha is so involved in so many different aspects in the industry.
Absolutely. And in fact, the corporate logo is three tuning forks. And going back to that reed pipe organ made in 1887.
Amazing. Well, I tell you what, Craig, if you don't mind, there's so much more I want to talk about. I want to get into this drum module, how it makes a drumming experience so much better, and, of course, others that we've got, other goodies from Yamaha for the big summer giveaway. Stay tuned. We'll take a quick break, come right back, and continue our discussion with Craig Knutson, marketing consultant with Yamaha. Visit usa.yamaha.com. While you're at it, of course, hit us up at intotomorrow.com. Back in a minute.